Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I have to start off with a bit of horrible news, Tammy.
Okay.
And fans of our friend Know Nothing About Country, Ken, who, well, didn't quite live up to his name last night.
I know.
We have Ken on the show, who's our coworker, because Ken, despite being very close with us and knowing us for almost double-digit years, has never listened to our show. Can't stand country music. Knows nothing about country, which is why he's named Knows Nothing About Country, Ken, and why he used to be perfect to come in and completely butcher every pick for the CMA Awards. Let's just say not his shining moment last night.
We asked Know Nothing About Country Ken who his pick was for New Artist of the Year. Megan Maroney, Shaboozy, Nate Smith, Mitchell Tenpenny, Zach Top, or Bailey Zimmerman. Ken said,
don't even know which names I just heard right now. I'm going to go with Megan because she's at the Christmas Fest.
The best new artist of the year is Megan Maroney.
Right off the bat, Knows Nothing About Country Ken.
He picks the winner?
It's an out, knows a little bit about Country Ken, it seems. And that doesn't work at all. Well, hopefully redemption can happen as the night went on. Because the next opportunity for Ken was to predict the male vocalist of the year at the CMAs. And the nominees were
Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Cody Johnson, and Morgan Wallen.
Come on, Knows Nothing About Country Ken. Don't let us down, pal.
Get it wrong.
Jelly Roll. Only because I recognize him on, you know, morning shows on TV and stuff.
CMA Award for Male Vocalist of the Year goes to
Chris Stapleton!
Oh, thank God.
No, he got it wrong. Stapleton was the winner of Male Vocalist of the Year.
Now remember, when he gets it wrong, he's right. When he gets it right, he's wrong. Mm-hmm. We want him to fail, which is why he's named Knows Nothing About Country Ken. Next, the Female Vocalist of the Year.
Ken had to choose from Lainey Wilson, Kelsey Ballerini, Ashley McBride, Megan Maroney, and Casey Musgraves.
I'm going to pick Lainey Wilson.
And why Lainey? Nice. Because she's on Yellowstone?
I don't even know Yellowstone. I've watched one episode.
And the CMA Award for Female Vocalist of the Year goes to Lainey Wilson.
Yeah. No!
Ken, man. You picked a winner again. What are you doing?
Let's be honest. As soon as he said that yesterday morning, we both looked at each other and said he's going to be fired.
Yeah.
Because we all knew that Lainey was going to win Female Vocalist of the Year last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to not give her when she's the host as well. I mean, come on. And she earned it.
She did earn it. But the big award was Entertainer of the Year.
I was concerned that Knows Nothing About Country Ken would nail the Entertainer of the Year award and really just screw up this entire segment. But we were saved by Jeff Bridges.
Yes, we were. And that's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Lots of buzzworthy moments at last night's CMA Awards.
Good none and which, bad.
Yeah, I know. Mostly eh.
Well, and can I say a big eh to DirecTV? It was like the Netflix issue that happened with the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. It kept going out. Then a big thing would come on and say, don't call us. We know there's a problem. We'll fix it.
Was there a problem in space? I mean, what the heck was going on?
I don't know what's going on with
DirecTV. Did you guys have weather? A lot of wind?
No. I'm not sure what the issue
was.
So that was bad for me because I missed a lot of things.
I'll tell you, Tammy, I'm not sure you missed that much.
Yeah.
Most of the things that happened were supposed to happen. There were a couple of surprises, which we will touch upon, Brooks and Dunn.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe we're the biggest idiots in the world. Well, we were certainly proven so last night.
There was no one more surprised than them.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But now back to our coworker Knows Nothing About Country Ken, who has got that nickname because he never acknowledges our presence here in the building, doesn't listen to country at all, claims he's only heard us while walking past our studio in the hallway. Perfect to predict the CMA Awards because he knows nothing about country Ken. It's right there in the name, and he usually gets everything wrong, which is what we want. But this year, he was kind of on a hot streak. He nailed two so far. Will he get the Entertainer of the Year?
And the nominees were Lainey Wilson, Chris Stapleton, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, and Morgan Wallen. And Ken's pick was
Chris Stapleton, only for Monday Night Football.
Oh, there is a God.
He got it wrong. Thank goodness. Although, he's not the only one who got it wrong. Actor Jeff Bridges announced that winner and got it wrong.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Wallen.
I mean, you're a legend, Jeff Bridges.
Yes, you are
a legend. You won an Academy Award for playing a faded out country music star.
However, they announce the nominees before you say who wins.
Big speakers in the auditorium saying Morgan Wallen's name clear as a bell.
But Morgan Wallen. Okay.
Okay, you know what, though? The more I think about it, there is some beautiful poetic justice to this because, in a way, Morgan Wallen still hasn't gotten any respect from the CMA.
Yeah, it's true.
This is an award he should have won a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Massively deserving of it this year.
Yes.
All the nominees were qualified, clearly, but Tam and I mentioned yesterday on the show that if he didn't win the Entertainer of the Year after the year he had, it was a complete joke. And this one, the CMAs got right. Or did they?
Yeah.
I mean, Morgan Wallen could look in the mirror today and say, I still didn't win a CMA award. Morgan Wallen did. I didn't. Anybody know why Morgan Wallen wasn't there? He's not on tour right now, is he?
No, he didn't attend. And, it's all speculation on why.
Do you think he was thumbing his nose?
Maybe. He could have been. Toby Keith got to a point where he's like, I'm just not going anymore because you refuse to even acknowledge my existence.
Well, Toby Keith had a legitimate gripe. Morgan Wallen, there's a reason why he wasn't welcome with the CMA awards for a couple of years. Let's be honest. Toby did nothing wrong. He just didn't. I don't know. I still don't know. May he rest in peace. Yeah. Nice tribute, by the way, to Toby Keith last night. Lots more CMA Awards show to talk about. Some of the horrible sound during the performances. Couple of surprises as far as winners. Couple of snubs as far as nominees. And oh my God, we went back in time about 15 years and Brooks and Dunn are winners again. All coming up with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Our fellow co-worker Greg is with us. Greg.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
Kids are what, 1 and 3 now?
Yes, that's correct. One and three.
So what happens at your house for Thanksgiving? Do you guys go to mom and dad's house, Megan's parents?
Megan's parents live in Poway. We traditionally go there. However, this year is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
We are loading the girls up, and we're going on our first family plane ride across the country back to see my parents in Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what?
It's going to be sweet.
I get it. Especially the one-year-old's first plane ride. Yeah. That's like, yay.
And she can, like, walk now, so she's not going to want to sit still for five hours.
You're going to be so happy when you are on a couch at your parents' place in Pennsylvania and that day of traveling with your two toddlers in an airplane is over. I don't mean to be a downer here, but anybody that's been with kids on an airplane, you're going to have no you time. There is no such thing as you at all. You may as well just be some dude they hired. I'm serious. Because you're carrying everything. You're making sure everyone's safe. Everyone's been fed. Wipe the mouse. Take to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get their stuff. Make sure
you cannot
rest for 1 second. And if you do, they're going to start kicking. They're going to start crying. You're going to be so happy. The moral of the story: when you get to your parents' place on whenever you get there before Thanksgiving, so,
we made sure to get the direct flight, so it's the shortest day possible, at least.
It's
so
smart. Very smart.
I'm crossing my fingers
for
that.
Do you have tablets for them? I am a big proponent of that.
We do not have any tablets yet, but we've got a couple laptops and different types of headphones for maybe their Bluetooth, maybe it's a plug-in, maybe they have a monitor on the seat. We're going to be ready for everything.
Find something that they love, that even if you can't stand it, I don't care. Here's Coco Melon over and over and over again. Here's some headphones for you to make it work for them, because that's the whole point. And people around you will be glad that you did too.
And what are your thoughts on sedating your children?
I'm not ruling it out completely.
Do your kids know what's happening yet? Do they know they're going to go see?
Devin is excited to go on a jet. She is excited about that. She made a jet in preschool the other day. It's a little paper plane thing, so she's excited about that. We got a very busy itinerary, though, so the work won't stop right when the plane ride ends. The next day, we arrive on Saturday. Sunday, we're getting Paige baptized at my mom's church.
What a big deal. This is a big trip.
And then
Italians don't mess around when it comes to baptism.
It's going to be pretty cool. And then the Saturday after Thanksgiving, my buddy's getting married, and I am best man in the wedding, and Devin is a flower girl, and we've got a busy little life.
Pack one more big event, life event.
I'm telling you,
we're getting it all
in the trip back to the homeland.
Oh my gosh,
a rom-com holiday movie.
Yours sounds like it, Greg. Right. It really does. Keep a little journal.
Yeah, I'm
seriously,
gonna try and
do some voice notes.
Not to add more work to you
because you got a lot of work.
Yeah.
But do some voice notes during this whole thing because I think there is a movie in there somewhere. I really do.
This could be my big break.
Really want to get some audio, whether or not not your children are good flyers.
Yeah. Or if they're hell on wheels. That's what you want to know.
That's kind of the audio I want more.
Last time when we just flew with just Devin, she was just a lap baby, and she slept the whole time on Megan's nursing pillow.
Yes.
We're not going to have that same luxury this time.
Lots of moves.
You'll make it work.
Lots of goldfish crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to Greg every afternoon on KSON. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo! Heading to Santee. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning.
Corinne, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio, please?
Tammy, can you please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Corinne, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedooranggatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Corinne, Jay Leno suffered a black eye and facial bruising after he fell down a hill and hit his head on a rock. He says he was trying to take a shortcut from a hotel to a restaurant. What late-night TV talk show did Jay host for 22 seasons?
The Tonight Show.
The top guy cry movies include Gladiator, Armageddon, Furious 7, Shawshank, and Field of Dreams. Who was the star of Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner.
Denzel Washington says there were rumors about Kevin Spacey's behavior decades before he was accused of anything. Quote, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between him and his maker. Both Kevin and Denzel have won 2 Oscars. Who of the two has the most Oscar nominations?
Denzel.
The teaser trailer is out for the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. How many animated How to Train Your Dragon movies were there?
2.
And finally, on this day in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host ever of Saturday Night Live. How old was she?
Ooh, 20.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Corinne, what you got going on today?
I'm driving to our office in L.A. right now for work.
Traffic doing okay so far?
Yes, it's great right now.
All right, good, good. Well, I hope I didn't just curse you by asking that question. Forget I asked, Corinne. Tammy, Corinne did 3 out of 5 today.
Nice job, Corinne.
Did you see Jay Leno's face?
Yes, it was awful.
Good Lord. The man fell down a 60-foot hill, smashed his head on a rock. He says he was trying to take a shortcut from a hotel to a restaurant. What late-night TV talk show did Jay host for 22 seasons?
The Tonight Show.
He was the Tonight Show host. Okay, so back to Jay Leno. Dude, you have like 500 cars. Hire a car to take you to the restaurant. Oh. I'll tell you, though, man, he's a tough dude. He could have easily died. His face, it looks horrible. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to warn you, if you go to look for Jay Leno's face after this accident, it's cringeworthy. He got up, did his stand-up show, flew back to L.A., and then went to the hospital.
Jeez.
I mean, all right, man. This is almost an 80-year-old man. Anyway, yes, the Tonight Show is correct. It's 1-1. The top guy cry movies include Gladiator, Armageddon, Furious 7, Shawshank, and Field of Dreams. Who was the star of Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner.
That's right, 2-2. Denzel Washington says there were rumors about Kevin Spacey's behavior decades before he was accused of anything. Quote, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between him and his maker. Both Kevin and Denzel have won 2 Oscars. Who of the two has the most Oscar nominations?
I'm going to go with Denzel Washington.
And it's not even close. Kevin has 2 wins, 2 nominations. Denzel has 2 wins, 10 nominations. He is the most nominated black actor in Oscar history, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
3-3. The teaser trailer is out for the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. How many animated How to Train Your Dragon movies were there?
Wow, I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to go with 3.
3's right.
Oh.
You know, he was a huge fan of the How to Train Your Dragon movies. My father was.
Yeah.
You never expect that. He's, yeah. Have you taken the kids to see How to Train Your Dragon? I'm like, no. Can I? Like, he loved it.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. It's 4-3, Tammy, now. Sorry, Corinne did not know that. And finally, on this day in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host ever of SNL. How old was she?
10.
Corinne went with 20. You went with 10. You're both way off. She was 7 years old when she hosted SNL.
Oh, wow.
So today we finished with a score of 4-3. Tammy, Corinne, you're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with something cool.
Corinne, you're going to go see Kane Brown March 13th at Pechanga Arena.
I am so excited.
All right. Enjoy yourself, Corinne. Have a wonderful day in L.A. Hope everything goes well for you. Before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Corinne and Sandy. and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hopefully my sister, the good judge, Judge Gina, can make a final ruling on this. That is her job, after all.
And I think she's the perfect one to talk about the fact that you just don't want to dress up for Thanksgiving dinner.
It's not that I don't want to dress up. I just kind of feel at this point of our lives, we all know what each other look like.
Yes.
We've seen each other in suits. Hi, G.
Hi.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Actually, in this case, we're going to have to acknowledge you by your title, which is Judge Gina, because we're actually going to have you judge on something this morning. Are you cool with that?
Yes, but I don't know what it is.
I know you're not licensed to practice anything here in California, but
I do believe you're qualified to make a ruling on a family question.
First of all, let me start this off, good judge, and my sister Gina. I cannot wait to see everybody. I'm so excited to get back to the Midwest for Thanksgiving, our annual tradition. But that said, everybody at this point of our lives, we're all adults, you know, late teens adults. We all chip in. We all help out to get the big party going, right?
In some way, shape, or form, yeah.
Okay. Right. And we're all, you know, working hard. We're getting, whether we're bringing tables up or making mashed potatoes.
Sure.
Everyone's doing their part. We're all dressed like in sweatshirts. And then we stop like at 3 p.m. We all go to each bathroom and all go to our bedroom and all come out nice and polished up and beautifully dressed, which is nice too. I'm asking this year, do we have to do that? Why do we do that? It just seems pointless when we're just going to get food on our clothes and want to have sweatpants on anyway.
Okay.
So Gina, when we talked to your mother, and she said, yes, everybody does need to get dressed up. But John figured, since it's at your house, you're the host, can you make a ruling on whether or not you would allow people to not have to get all dressed up and fancy for the dinner?
No. Everybody has to.
Is it because mom said so?
I don't think so. I think it's because Judge Gina said so.
John doesn't want to. No.
Gina, are you telling me that you wouldn't rather sit at the Thanksgiving dinner table in your comfortable I Love Travis Kelce sweatpants?
Well, way to hit me when I'm down, but no. I think that it's a holiday and we all need to be dressed nicely, and we're not going to wear the clothes that we have turkey gravy on.
Right.
That we've been cooking in all day. And I think that.
What if people make sure that they buy a nice, comfy, cozy sweat set? Can they put on their dressed up, cozy, comfy sweat set?
And they make sweats looking pretty good now. Like the Vioris and the Lululemon stuff.
No. Not even the velour, Tony Soprano look that my husband bought, especially for the occasion.
Wait a second. Are you telling me Butch bought a velour freaking sweatsuit?
He actually did.
I love this family. I love that my brother-in-law, he bought, in case you didn't hear that, and kids, ask your parents what velour is, a velour sweatsuit similar to what Tony Soprano wears in The Sopranos.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Okay, wait, now does he get to wear that to dinner?
No.
He can't either. Nobody can.
Wait a second. Butch is, he's recovering from knee surgery. Let the man sit there in his underwear if he wants, for God's sake. He basically is.
No. I've made the ruling.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
Hey, where's your little, John will make it official.
I have a gavel here, Gina. I'll make it official for you.
The court has ruled.
All right. Hey, I love you, and I will see you in just a few days, and I cannot wait for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Now, the good judge has spoken.
She has. She made a ruling.
Hey, take a look at what I'm wearing today.
Yes.
Comfortable, not too casual, not too dressy. Do you think this will fly? I could see
with
it in your face
family,
already.
No.
I mean, I like it,
but, you know, I don't think so. I don't think that your family would consider flannel dressed up.
Well, it is Minnesota. Come on.
You going to put a tie on that flannel?
Yes. No, that's awesome. My brother-in-law bought a velour sweatsuit. Are you kidding me?
How much
of a character is he? I will have all kinds of image, with his permission, of course, when I get back from my trip. It should be a blast. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
No, I was just going to say, you know, there's a famous quote that says, time is undefeated. I just say, not yet, I guess.
Really?
Thank you. Wow.
Brooks and Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks and Dunn, who, I mean, every time they get nominated for Duo of the Year at the CMAs, we say, why? No disrespect to the legends that they are.
No, they earned it year after year after year, but the last few years, they hadn't been doing anything.
The last few years?
Now, this year, of course, they had the album where they brought in all these artists to sing their biggest hits. It was called Reboot. Now they have Reboot 2, where they told the artists to take their songs and kind of make them their own. And I guess maybe bringing together all these newer Nashville artists and legendary Nashville artists. I'm not really sure why they got it this year.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a theory. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Brooks and Dunn has a new record coming out. They want to push record sales. You think somebody that's also on Brooks and Dunn's label was also a CMA winner last night? What I'm trying to say is, in my theory at least, there's a lot of politics, a lot of backroom action that goes on that makes it kind of icky that the fans don't care about, but it's reality. And that is my belief, with all due respect to who they are, why Brooks and Dunn won Best Duo of the Year after all this time. When the two men themselves get on stage and basically say, really?
Yeah.
thank you, I guess. Wow.
It's true. I mean, no one was more surprised than them, but should we really be surprised when you hear Ronnie Dunn sing? His voice is still amazing. He and Jelly Roll last night doing Believe. Wow.
I believe.
Ranked the second best performance of the night. They ranked the George Strait tribute as number one, probably for the more of the majesticness of it.
And sure, and everybody did a really good job with George's songs, but my favorite moment of the night was Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims first singing Something About a Woman, Thomas Rhett songs, into Teddy Swims' Lose Control. I loved them together, and I thought they sounded fantastic.
And that's the key. They did sound fantastic, and a lot of artists' performances was sullied by the fact the sound was horrible. Maybe their voice was fried. Post Malone, not the best performance. Shaboozy, no. The sound was also jacked during Ella Langley and Riley Green's performance of You Look Like You Love Me. I don't know what's going on with Riley's mic, but boy, did he sound like he didn't hear in his monitor. Bailey Zimmerman, I don't know what he was doing.
He was too busy playing beer pong.
We get that you're young, Bailey. Put some pants on. It's the CMA Awards.
Well, I mean, but this song, New to Country, I get the whole concept of what they were doing.
Okay, well, my opinion, I didn't find the performances to be that strong. And the hosts, oh my God, don't even get me started on that. And that's why, for the most part, my favorite part of the show was the end.
Oh my gosh.
KSON Sneaky Sound Send Off.
Go to Oceanside. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Good morning, honey. Do you think that you are ready to take on KSON Sneaky Sound Send Off?
I'm ready, hopefully.
Okay, all right. Well, let's play you the KSON Sneaky Sound.
Brittany, what do you think our sneaky sound send-off is?
Is it a flag being raised?
Is it someone raising the flag?
We got a winner!
Yay!
Woo! So you ready to go on a vacation to Disneyland?
Yes!
Man, that was a tough one, wasn't it?
It was.
You did it!
A flag being raised.
Yay! An American flag being raised.
Right.
I'm so excited. I've never won anything.
Oh, well, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, and you won something pretty good. Brittany, congratulations. That's our Sneaky Sound send-off, and we have a winner on KSON. Producer Jessica is contemplating buying a 100% complete Thanksgiving dinner provided by Costco. I didn't know. I mean, I should have known. Costco does everything.
Well, I mean, you can buy everything at Costco. I'm a little confused. What do you mean?
It's all put together in one, like, meal kit. It's a whole kit. So
it has Thanksgiving meal kit.
Right,
okay.
Like Costco has great street taco kits.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Exact same thing.
Gotcha.
I believe it's made for 8 people, and it's like $40 or something like that.
$40?
Something like that. It's very inexpensive.
Okay.
And it's good stuff because it's Costco. It's mashed potatoes, green beans, dressing, turkey, cranberry sauce, and gravy, and I think there might be something else in there.
Right.
All in one kit. You just throw it in the oven to reheat it, and you're done.
Wow.
From Costco.
And by the way, you might want to check yourself before you wreck yourself, because that is going for $180. I just checked it.
What?
I just checked it online.
Let me see.
$180 Thanksgiving meal from Costco, comma, worth it, according to businessinsider.com. I pulled a Tammy.
The TikTok I saw said it was like $42.
Yeah, it's not $42. It's $180. How many makes more sense.
Yeah. How many people does that one feed?
$180 meal for eight, including a turkey breast, rolls, six sides, two pies. That's a massive meal.
See, that wasn't the one I looked at. This was a different meal that I looked at because it didn't have pies and stuff. Okay. But here's the thing. I just want to know, is that cheating? Because I honestly, I'm not, usually I'm excited about cooking. This year, I'm just not. I just want to make it easy and quick. Last year, I didn't get to really visit with anybody because I spent the entire time in the kitchen.
Very valid.
No, it's not.
You still have to put it in the oven. You still have to prepare things. You still have to clean up afterwards. No, it's not cheating at all. It's actually very convenient. I think you're just feeling unnecessary holiday guilt that you don't need to pile on yourself.
Oh, man. Unnecessary holiday guilt.
It's unnecessary. If it's easy, do it. You're a freaking mom. You got a young boy. You got a husband. You got a family coming in. No, make it as easy as you can for yourself.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's not a lot of us. There's only five adults and Walt. Walt doesn't really eat the Thanksgiving stuff anyway. So
sure. I would do it, Jessica.
I happen to love to cook. And I love the process of getting ready for Thanksgiving because it's such an important holiday to me. I love being in the kitchen with my brother-in-law and my sisters and my mom and cooking food together. That, to me, is incredible. However, that's not for everybody. And I've never had to be the only host, like clearly you are.
Yeah.
But I think that's an awesome idea, actually. And Costco's always got quality stuff.
So here's the other thing, too, Producer Jessica. You do so much at Christmas time with your baking of your cookies and all that other stuff that you can bake the love. Like you like to do. So this year, just take a break from being the person preparing everything Thanksgiving and buy the Costco meal kit. I would.
You guys aren't getting cookies this year.
Well, okay, that's it.
Buying a meal from Costco is cheating. Get out. No cookies this year. Get out.
I don't have time.
You're like the best baker in the building. What do you mean no cookies?
I don't have time. Giving it up.
You're not
here.
Cooking
you're
Thanksgiving not cooking dinner. Dinner.
That's
no.
What you should be doing when Costco's making your Thanksgiving. Make us some cookies. Oh, this conversation's maddening.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Chula Vista. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, John and Tammy and Jessica.
Oh, wow. Carrie's being so nice, including everybody on board. Thank you for that. Carrie, do me a favor. Would you please kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, go get a coffee.
All right, good luck.
Carrie, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also remind you, Carrie, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Netflix is facing a class action lawsuit from a man who says the buffering issues during the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight were so, quote, legendary. So let's play the high-low game. Although it was reported that 60 million people were watching the fight, it was actually more like 95 million. Is that too high or is that too low?
I will say too low.
Dolly Parton just put out a new limited edition perfume called Smoky Mountain Gold. A 3.4-ounce bottle will cost you $100. Is Dolly worth more or less than $750 million?
More.
Happy birthday to Dierks Bentley. True or false, Dierks is his real first name.
True.
This week is the 29th anniversary of Toy Story. In the OG movie, what is the name of the toy terrorizer kid next door to Andy?
Oh, man. I know this. Sid.
Good job. Today is the day that one of the best movies ever, Rocky, premiered. Who does Rocky fight and lose to in the original movie?
Apollo Creed.
Well, let's get Tam back in. Carrie, finishing strong today. What you got going on?
Oh, just taking my kiddo to school and then headed to work myself.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in special education over at West Hills High School.
That's a special job. Good for you. Helping people that need it. Love that. Tam.
Yes.
Carrie did a good job today. These are not easy. Three out of five.
Nice job.
Netflix is facing a class action lawsuit from a man who said the buffering issues during the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight were legendary. You knew someone was going to try and sue him for that. Yeah. So let's play the high-low game. Although it was reported that 60 million people were watching the fight, it was actually more like 95 million. Is that too high or is it too low?
Too low.
Too low. 108 million of us were duped into watched that fight.
I don't see that lawsuit winning. I mean,
there's no way it's going to win.
Well, technical is going to happen when you're dealing with technology.
1-1. Carrie knew it was too low. Dolly Parton just bought a new limited edition perfume called Smoky Mountain Gold. A 3.4-ounce bottle is $100. Is Dolly worth more or less than $750 million?
I think you're real close, but I think she's worth more.
So did Carrie. Poor Dolly. She's only worth $650 million. But she'll be okay.
Yes.
I think. It's still 1-1. Happy birthday to Dierks Bentley.
Yay.
True or false? Dierks is his real name.
True.
How is it, after all of our time working together and knowing Dierks the way we do, that I didn't know, or did you, that his first name is actually Frederick? I mean,
thanks, Frederick.
You learn something new every day. Dierks, not really Dierks. You both went with true, so it's still just 1-1. Look at that. But I will say this.
Yeah.
Carrie got the next two right.
Yes.
So you better do the same thing or you're paying her $100. This week is the 29th anniversary of the release of Toy Story.
Yes.
In the OG movie, what is the name of the toy terrorizer kid next door to Andy?
Oh, man.
I remind you, Carrie got this right.
I know.
And the next one, too.
Right.
Which means if you can't get this.
Yeah, whatever. And you know what?
How irritated are you with me right
Stop
now? Scale
talking,
of 1 to 10.
Because you just like throw me off so bad. I hate it when you do that.
I'm here for the fans.
But you know what? I honestly, truly, Danny.
Carrie, you want to help her out?
Sid.
Sid is right, and that means that Carrie just won $100. But let's do this next one just for kicks, Tam, huh?
All right.
You can bounce back here.
Sure. What? I don't know.
Today is the day that one of the best movies of all time was released, Rocky. Who does Rocky fight and lose to in the original movie?
Apollo Creed.
That is right. Nice rebound. But doesn't matter, because Carrie got that right, too. And Carrie, today, you beat Tammy by a score of 3-2. You, not only do you get $100 of Tammy's money, congratulations, but you get a nice prize on top of it.
We're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown March 13th at Pechanga Arena.
Awesome. I'm stoked. Thank you.
Carrie, you should be stoked. You earned $100 on top of it. That'll buy you a beer and a half at the show. In the meantime, Carrie, I need you to say this.
I am Carrie Enchilavista, and I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Miley is in El Cajon, and if I'm correct in my assessment here, your husband wants to hang out with his family on Thanksgiving, and you want just you and your husband on Thanksgiving. And that's what's causing the turmoil right now, Miley?
Yes, a little bit. We've spent the last 5 years Thanksgivings with my husband and his family.
And Miley's dilemma today isn't really a love him or list him. This is kind of like a love him or list him to spending time with his family on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it's like it needs a change for sure. And this year, I just wanted just the two of us. You know, his family, they always have so much drama going on, and it's like always chaos.
So like big time chaos. Okay.
So now when we're talking, let me just jump in here for 1 second, Miley, because I come from a big, loud Italian family, and it's always chaotic and it's always stressful, but it's always lovely. What kind of stress, what kind of chaoticness are we talking about? Scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, there's cute chaos, and then there's this. It's like if you've seen the Christmas episode of The Bear, it's kind of like that. But
oh, Lord.
As well.
But you said there's kids there as well?
Yeah, and a lot of screaming.
The Christmas episode of The Bear is one of the most stressful, anxiety-ridden episodes of any show that you'll ever see. And especially if you come from a chaotic family, it might trigger a lot. And I'm not even being overdramatic. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Miley.
Totally, yeah. And that was only 30 minutes long.
That's a good point.
Okay. I don't know. I just want, like, something chill, just a very chill Thanksgiving, maybe invite a friend or two, but, like, I just can't deal. We talked about it, and he's really concerned that it's going to upset his family, but I am convinced that they will not even notice that we're gone, and I want to put my foot down, but I don't know.
Yeah, so what you're asking, give me advice on what to do. Do I put my foot down? Do I suck it up and go again? If I do put my foot down, how do I approach it? I totally understand where you're at.
Tammy, look at my face right now and tell Miley what I think she should do.
You would say suck it up.
Suck it up.
I would say, you know what? She has a right to make a decision for herself right now, especially because they've done this whole family drama for 5 years. I'd probably try to find a good excuse.
Yeah, but if there's drama, if there's drama anyway, not showing up, can you think of the drama? I mean, there's a lot going on here, Miley.
Right.
And what do we... No. Let's see what you think. 833-287-1037. Maybe you've got some really good life experience to share with Miley to help her out in this.
Yeah.
This is a really relatable issue because family is such an issue all the time.
What should Miley do with her husband's family Thanksgiving that she really doesn't want to go to? Should she love it or should she list it? 833-287-1037.
Miley, do you mind hanging around to see what our KSON family has to say? Maybe they'll give you something you hadn't thought about before and be like, oh, that's really going to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We spent the last 5 years Thanksgivings with my husband and his family. And this year, I just wanted just the two of us. His family, they always have so much drama going on, and it's like always chaos.
That's Miley in El Cajon. She wants to be with her husband on Thanksgiving. He says, no, we got to be with my family, and it's creating quite the issue. Help her out. 833-287-1037.
Brian in Forest Ranch, what do you think Miley should do? What should she choose?
I come from a big family full of drama as well. I think Thanksgiving is all about family. Good, bad, and different. And if you really want a nice quiet night with your man, do it Friday or do it Wednesday. Go out for a nice dinner and have a nice quiet night.
It's all about making concessions for each other, right?
Yep.
Shanae, what do you think Miley should do? What's your advice for her?
My advice is to suck it up. It's family. It's one day a year. You have your husband every day. Suck it up and go. Deal with it.
And I don't mean to be all morbid or overdramatic, but there are a lot of things I would like to talk to my father about or my uncle about or my grandfather about that I can't.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Dominique and Vista, what's your take?
All right. I know this is absolutely going to sound crazy because I feel like I'm in the reverse position of her. I went from having the chaos every single year, and I felt like every year I was wishing, oh man, I wish this end. Well, I'm on the end of that, and we have a quiet Thanksgiving, and now I miss the chaos. So
right.
That's great.
It's kind of, and I can relate to the Italian family totally, John. I'm in the same boat, and now it's just my kids and my husband and my in-laws, and it's too quiet for me now. So right.
I love that take.
Embrace the chaos.
I completely understand what you're talking about.
Thank you, honey.
That's a lot for Miley to digest, who's waiting to hear your calls.
Okay, Miley, you're in a spot. I totally understand, but what do you think you're going to choose to do, Miley?
I think, you know, despite the fact that the drama might snowball, I think I really want to put my foot down and not go. And if my husband wants to go, then maybe he should go and I'll hang out alone.
Yeah. Wow, I would not recommend that. Oh, wait a second. I should also say I'm single.
Yeah.
So, but I
there's a time to put your foot down. I totally get it. You don't have to do it rudely. You don't have to do it in a way that would be offensive.
Guys, I don't agree.
Okay. I think, it's Miley's choice.
Remember where I come from, the Italian guilt-ridden family that I come from.
I'm married to that type of family, too, and I got the guilt a lot, but there was a time where I had to say,
did
hey,
you? And did
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. We're staying at our house. We're not doing this this year. It was a lot.
Was it worth it?
I think it was just fine. Everybody got over it.
Okay. Miley, I'm not sure we've helped you at all here, but I hope that either way, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope this all works out, and next year you'll be like, you know, remember last year we all worried about this? That was really no big deal, you know?
All right. Thanks for trying to help.
You bet. You bet. You do what you got to do, okay, honey?
All right. Thank you.
Miley, do you feel any better about any part of this conversation?
I'm still conflicted. I think I'm going to have a conversation with my parents, with my husband about his parents.
Sure. They've been married for 5 years. Right. They'll be fine. They'll do the right thing.
All right. Miley, good luck and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.